Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a agenda item at 10:30 that's being promptly started at 11:19. And it's meeting to discuss the treasurer's monthly reports. So the treasurer's here and I'll hand it over to her.
Morning, commissioners. So this morning I am here to present the treasurer's monthly report from February 2026 through June of 2026. And I'd like to explain the delay. So the reason that we had a delay is, as you all recall, in January, we switched over to Dayforce for our payroll system. And by us switching over to Dayforce, there was lots of little issues that took place, lots of out of the normal things that happened. And because of that, we weren't, our auditing team wasn't understanding how to handle all the differences. So it has taken us this long to work through them all out and get all the credits necessary and for us to learn how to actually read their new reports.
Right.
So since then, and I wasn't comfortable sending the report with it being completely out of bounds and I had no reason why. So in January, we had that we were off 1,050.57. In February, we were off $467.32. We were long that. And I have, since all this has happened, I have kept it at, in a, kept it at 467, now it went up to 42 cents. So since March, it has stayed the same. And I have talked with our controller, and he's okay with this number. We're going to leave it, make sure we can keep it the same number the next couple months, and then decide what to do with it. And hopefully in the meantime, it will just magically fix itself, which it does happen occasionally.
Okay.
So that is why there is such a delay with all of the reports.
Okay. Understandable.
Chairman, I'm going to say that back. So, and I've done this on other balancing things, but you're going to track the running overage for a period of time and then either put that back into the current expense or find a home for that and then reset your balance at going forward and balance to the penny then.
Correct.
Thank you. And I don't, within the kind of numbers that we're talking about for the balancing, I mean, I can see that you're, like, for instance, on the, well, that's not the, nope, I can't see that. Well, on the quarterly report, so on the quarterly ending report, $20,250,653 ending balance is your beginning balance for the second quarter, third quarter, yeah. And so those numbers, but it's in, the devil's in the details.
It's in the details, yes.
Yeah.
And I remember when we switched from our homegrown system to ADP, there was a huge transition period of about 6-8 months. So I was kind of expecting it to happen again, but it did.
Well, and
we're back on track with payroll now.
Yeah, thank you for that. And in the grand scheme of the, you know, $222 million approximately, or whatever number you'd like to provide in there, the 457, it's not insignificant, but it's not significant number wise in terms of the total budget.
I mean, I'd like it to come to zero every single month, but I've spent a lot of time on this. Our auditing team has spent a lot of time on this, so I feel that my time is needed other places also. Right.
Is it possible those are rounding errors on some of that?
I wouldn't think so for that much.
Okay.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate you going on the record because that meets our goal of transparency. And for people looking at, these are public records and I just appreciate you coming.
Yes, thank you.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, with those changes, I make a motion that we acknowledge and accept the treasurer's reports of the months from January through June.
And Chairman, I think it's February.
February,
sorry. Yes, because we've already done January.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Most Carries unanimously. So, very good. Anything else?
That is it for today. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's consider ourselves adjourned then till the 1:30. Thank you.